around a couple years ago?
I mean, when you got a guy like that, man, you really, I think the main thing is you don't want to chase him around. But to answer your question is, you know, he's fast. He didn't make a lot of plays with his feet. So, I mean, I think we'll do a better job this year. You know, just playing against him a couple years ago, knowing what he can do with his feet, we'll do a better job at containing him.
What makes Seattle so difficult? Is it the volume? Is it the fans? Is it the team? Is it everything?
I mean, they're a great team. I mean, you know, they do a lot of great things, you know, as a group. You know, it's nobody just, you know, singly, you know, just really just stands out. I think they play together as a you know, collectively as a team, and that's what makes them so good.
Fletch, you know, Jim always talks about discipline on the pass rush. Is that even more important this week when you have somebody like Russell that can extend plays?
I think the most important thing this week, man, is containing the football. You know, and coach has stretched that out. He'll stress it, you know, all week, you know, containing the football, you know, getting his face, you know. And, you know, get a good pass rush. You know, if we're sacking him, then he can't get out of the pocket. You know, if we're getting pressure in his face and making him, you know, make mistakes and make him throw bad throws, then, you know, I think we'll be fine.
Jordan just said, you may have heard him, he thinks you guys have the best defense in the NFL. You're playing a pretty good defense. Where do you think you stack up against Seattle? What do you think Jordan said about being the best in the NFL?
I think the main thing that we control, man, is, you know, we can go out on the field every day and get better. You know, and I know that this team, this group will. We just go out every day and get better.
Do you think this group should be? I mean, whenever people talk about the best defenses, Seattle's always the first one. You know, they've been doing it a long time. Do you think you guys are in that conversation now?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, man, I can't repeat it. You know, if we go out on the field and get better, you know, each and every day, and it starts at practice, you know, and you know, take it over to the game on Sundays, then we just take it week by week and not worry about, you know, what people think about us. And, you know, we stay focused and keep the main thing. And, you know, at the end of the year, we'll see where we at. We got to finish. Like I said, we just got to finish. You know, last week, even at home, we finally came over the hump and finished the game. We just got to come out with more energy and, you know, and make them match our energy. You know, let's not match them because we're on the road. And we want to put the game away quick. You know, that's really what's important to us. We want to put the game away quick. You know, stop the run, of course, and, you know, make them beat us throwing the ball.
Do you think you guys get the respect you deserve as a defense, or do you think that's something that's kind of developing as the season goes along?
I mean, at the end of the day, man, it's really, you know, us believing in each other and in that locker room, you know, holding each other accountable. That's what we do. And, you know, just worrying about, you know, what's outside of the building. And I think that's kind of a distraction. If you start worrying about what people say and, you know, how they feel about us, then that's a big distraction. You know, as long as we keep playing together, man, and as a team, you know, we got a chance to be real good.
I think you held the Giants to 59 rushing yards and Atlanta was like 48 or something like that. How confident are you now in the run defense, and how do you think it's gotten better since, say, the Washington game when they made some plays?
Being physical and staying physical the whole game, you know, and plus, you know, just, you know, making those, putting them in negative yardage plays, tackle for losses on first and second down helps a lot. You know, when you can't get, you know, a Pro Bowler like Devontae Freeman going early in the game, if you shut him down early and don't let him get going, I think it kind of frustrates, you know, any running back because they're anxious to get going. But, you know, if you stop him early, then you got a real good chance of slowing him down the whole football game.
Doug said earlier today that there might be a little bit of a tendency to press more on the road to kind of get out to the quick start. How do you prevent that from happening on the road and maybe trying to do too much early?
Well, I think we just, you know, everybody settle down. I think, you know, if we come out, you know, settle and everybody focus, you know, basically, you know, offense is, you know, just chipping away at it. Defense playing at a really good tempo. Special teams taking over as always. And, you know, I think, you know, that it'll come out real good for us.
Did you notice if you were double teamed less with Benny back in there, you know, against Atlanta?
I had a few singles, you know, and like I said, you know, got a few singles, you got to take advantage of it. And, you know, I missed one, and, you know, Brandon stepped up and got the sack, but that's things that, you know, a lot of people don't see. You know, just being there for another teammate, happy for him. And I was happy to see Benny back on the field. You know, he played at a real high level, and, you know, his second game getting back to him after missing a couple weeks, you know, I think he'll, you know, be better than he were last week, which he was real good after not playing for a while.
It's not often that a team cuts their leading running back at this point in the season. Who do you expect to see up
in
the Seahawks this week?
I mean, I don't know. I think they get Thomas Rawls back this week, and in order for them to do that, then they mean they got a lot of confidence and they really believe in Thomas.
size has that emerged too for them? What have you seen on film out of him?
Say what?
The rookie running back. Mm-hmm. What have you seen out of him? What the kind of dynamic he's starting to bring to that Seattle offense?
I mean, any you know, all their running backs, man. I think, you know, just from watching, they run the ball hard. You know, they one cut and want to be downhill. They're going to make you tackle, make you gang tackle them. And, you know, just I think Russell's is getting, you know, he's getting healthy. And, you know, we expect him to run the ball a little bit probably this game because he kind of get his, you know, getting his confidence back and, you know, healing up.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Thank y'all.